would have done that. All right, 7 o'clock on the noggin. Exactly. Let's check news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A plane full of nearly 200 Venezuelan migrants has arrived home from the U.S. It was the first flight since an agreement between the United States and Venezuela Saturday. Still at issue, migrant flights from the U.S. to El Salvador. CBS's Derek Waller.
The Trump administration is back in court today, this time for oral arguments in its appeal of federal judge James Boasberg's decision to temporarily block the use of the 1798 Alien Enemies Act in their push to quickly deport alleged Venezuelan gang members without due process.
Negotiators from the U.S. and Russia are meeting in Saudi Arabia right now on a partial ceasefire in Ukraine. Ukrainian lawmaker Alexandra Mereshko is worried U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff favors Russia.
He's either totally unprofessional and not fit for his position, for his role, which is very important, or he is acting in the interests of Putin.
Over the weekend, Witkoff said regions in question are Russian-speaking and locals want to be under Russian rule. Wildfires are burning in three states along the East Coast, including both Carolinas. Brianna Reynolds lives near the site of a large brush fire in Rockingham County, North Carolina.
Tons of smoke. Lots of, you can see all the ashes and stuff kind of coming down now. It smells really bad.
A wildfire forced the evacuation of two campsites at Wharton State Forest in New Jersey. Genetic testing company 23andMe has filed for bankruptcy.
The filing comes after a series of cutbacks, several attempts to sell the company, and finally the resignation of CEO Ann Wojcicki. The cutbacks include 40% reduction in workforce, about 200 employees, and an end to the development of gene therapies. And it recently agreed to pay about $30 million to settle a suit over a data breach. Peter King, CBS News.
In Rome, Pope Francis blessing the faithful outside Gemelli Hospital before he returned to the Vatican for the first time since he began treatment for double pneumonia 5 weeks ago. CBS's Chris Liv say.
We could see nasal tubes for the oxygen therapy he continues to receive. A reminder that he may be out of the hospital, but not out of the woods. His doctors say he'll still need 2 months to recover back at the Vatican.
Conan O'Brien received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor at the Kennedy Center last night.
I accept this award in the spirit of humility, stupidity, inanity, irrelevance, fear, self-doubt, and profound, unceasing silliness.
S&P futures are up 62, Dow futures ahead 365. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft's overall data center strategy could lead to more questions in Racine County. Work has again paused at the Mount Pleasant site, where the plan was for a $3.3 billion data center project with three phases. Experts are saying the tech company may have overshot their estimate of data center needs, leading to the hesitation. The pause for now doesn't impact work on phase one, which remains on track for a 2026 opening. The recent news doesn't appear to impact the Kenosha County data center plan announced by Microsoft late last year. Park's remarkable basketball season came to a heartbreaking end Saturday, but they came back to town with a hero's welcome. It was a 3-point overtime loss to Tosa West in the WIAA Division II Boys Basketball Championship. There were 13 lead changes and 7 ties in the basketball battle. You can see some images from the game at RacineCountyEye.com. A new way to engage with nature is coming to Kenosha County. The Pike River South Branch Restoration Project has been fully approved. It'll transform just over 200 acres of floodplain farmland into public parkland. About a mile and a half of the river will be returned to its natural path. County Executive Samantha Kirkman says the end result will be a, quote, ecological gem. Another benefit is the reduction of sediment runoff into Lake Michigan. It's a big project costing just over $12 million, and it's an effort a long time coming, first brought up in the 1980s. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Badgers women win the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Ohio State 4-3. Kirsten Sims with two goals, one to tie it up, the other for the win in overtime.
All year, we have been unbelievable all year, top to bottom. This team has had so much depth. There's so much talent everywhere. To just be able to come out on top and prove it time and time again, and then to really prove it in a game like this, and this is a huge adverse game that we had to go through, and to be able to still come out on top just shows how incredible of a group this is, and I couldn't be happy enough for us.
It's the eighth time the Badgers have won the women's national title under head coach Mark Johnson, who praised Sims' performance.
National championship game. If you miss, the game's probably over. Then it comes down to who wants to step up. A couple players mentioned Kirsten. The ownership's hers. I'll take it. Okay, go get it.
There's a team celebration open to fans tonight at the LeBron Arena in Madison. NBA, the Bucks are in Phoenix against the Suns. Milwaukee beating the Kings over the weekend 114-108. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is a little breezy out there this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here later this afternoon. Our high today, 43. It will be mostly cloudy with sunshine after about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even a few flurries at a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I played tennis with Portia over the break. Just one set of tennis. And 2 weeks later, I still have a stiff neck right there. And I've heard of tennis elbow. I've never heard of tennis neck. I guess you could hurt your neck watching tennis. I can imagine that, like, and then the noises the players make as well. I like to think I'm in good shape, but no matter how much I work out, you know, as you get older, you hurt yourself doing anything at all. How many of you hurt yourself just sneezing? Anybody? Yeah. How many of you just pulled something just raising your hand to answer that question? Crazy. One of my riders, Lauren, hurt her shoulder picking up her nephew. Now, he's 27, so that doesn't count. I have a friend who pulled a muscle when she was shaving her legs, which, you know, how do you prepare for that? Your trainer asks your fitness goals. Shaving the other leg, actually, that's my goal. Sometimes you hurt yourself when you're not doing anything at all. Once, and I'm not proud of this, I hurt myself sleeping. I don't know if anybody's had this. I went to bed, nothing hurt. I was fine. I woke up, and I was like, did I get caught in a rock slide last night?
And guess what? It's time for our statewide text to win contest on WRJN. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing for a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheets, and more. This hour's keyword is GROW. G-R-O-W. G-R-O-W. GROW. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. You'll find your station, WRJN, of course. Click on WRJN, and you'll see the text button to send the keyword GROW. For your chance to win in the statewide contest, again, the word is GROW. Find WRJN in the Civic Media app. Use the text button to send the keyword GROW right now. And you'll have until the end of the hour. Good luck. All right. GROW. And we're playing for cash this hour, by the way. $100 cash, which is kind of nice. All right, Yvette. You got your phone shut off?
I think I do.
You think?
Yes.
Thinking is not knowing.
Oh, okay. You lead.
That's what my teacher used to say. Thinking is not knowing. She says, Do you know what you studied last night? I think I do. Thinking is not knowing. Well, Yvette Camerano is here, and she is a really dedicated person to helping people, and I'm glad there are people like her, because I really don't get involved in a lot of these stuff, and you're involved in everything, which is really neat. And Yvette is involved in a program called Get Off the Streets. Now, this started with a game store.
Yes.
It kind of odd, but it's true. Why don't you give us a little background of how you got started from Illinois and you wound up in Racine?
I've always wanted to live in Wisconsin. And then I thought maybe, okay, I'll go to Kenosha. And then the riots happened. And then I said, okay, no Kenosha. And then I saw an 1888 home by the zoo on Main Street. And I said, okay, I was the first bidder, and that's that. Now, I registered these businesses in Illinois and then came over and registered them again here. But getoffthestreets.org, it's a non-for-profit 501c3. And it started off with my brother. It's for him, and it's to continue his legacy. He was a volunteer police officer for 14 years in New London, Ohio. So here I am in Racine, and we had this video game store in Evanston, Illinois, and it was 300 square feet. And for a while, it was Evanston, Racine. And then it just couldn't be done anymore. So Racine it was. And then all of a sudden, I had bar hours. And next thing you know, I have kids coming in, unsupervised, hungry, cold, no jacket.
Now, I can ask you something. This comes up to me every time I hear something like this. Where are the parents? Because I raised a daughter, and she never walked around the streets and looking for stuff. And she always had a coat on. She always had food. She was always supervised. Where are the parents? How do you let your children roam the streets? At what hour was it we're talking about? Late at night?
Yeah, between the hours of 8 and 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, how old are these kids, by the way?
I got them from ages 5 up to 14 years old. Yeah,
because roaming they would the streets.
Come with their brothers, and they would just, yeah.
And the parents just don't let them roam, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, continue the story.
Oh, just that I had bar hours, thinking that, this was a good way to introduce the video game store to the community. At the time, it was Gamesters Bay. It's now Level Up Racine. But I got more kids than I did people from the bar scene in downtown Racine. So what we had the setup, we had the board games, the card games, we had the video games. And my thought was, all right, well, I'm here. Let's meet them where they're at. And, they like video games. So we'll play some video games. We'll introduce them to board games. We'll introduce them to chess. We'll introduce them because there is a lot of learning that happens through gaming, a lot. So, team oriented gaming, collaborations, strategy, you name it. So that's how it all happened. So then next thing you know, I start giving out flat screen TVs, video game consoles, video games, board games, card games to the cop houses. And I strike up like a partnership of some sort with Officer Pettis, who was at the time one of the lead police officers for the cop houses. And then we started volunteering our services there. And then the volunteers that were volunteering at the video game store were also volunteering their services at the cop houses. And then it was the Park District. And then it was, I just kept going. And then it was Racine Raiders and bringing gaming out into the community through the
All
Racine Raiders.
Video games, huh?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So, and then next thing you know, it was St. John's, St. Joe's, St. Louis, and all the Catholic schools, and started doing that.
What's the success rate keeping the kids off the street?
So I have some stats here that I'd like to show you or talk about.
Okay.
I've got about 300 youth visits per year, ages 4 to 18.
4 years old, huh? I don't think I knew how to tie my shoes at four.
Like I said, they come with their cousins or their brothers. But 95% of the visits are unaccompanied. 3% are electronically supervised or monitored. I've got over 1,400 hours of keeping kids off the streets. We engage them in educational gaming and fun. We've hosted over 75 community events, donated over $4,000 in product, provided over 7,500 in food and beverages, and we've also had loss, about $1,700 in loss. In other words, the kids come in, and nobody's, watching them like really, really like hawks, and somehow, some way, they come away with
they
a bike,
they
or they steal, of course.
Oh.
And we've had like a broken, glass door, But getoffthestreets.org is you know, it's an Officer Wilson project. So, you know, I wanted to serve, right? I wanted to serve community. That's my brother.
Yeah, okay.
He looked like Mr. Clean. I kid you not. He was six feet five, bald, and he had the arms of
Did he fold his arms like a genie, like Mr. Clean?
Yeah, when he got mad.
Well, that's great.
But no,
what a great way to honor your brother.
Thank you, yeah.
A great way. Hold on a sec. We're talking to Yvette Camerano, her program, Get Off the Streets. We'll talk more with Yvette. Is that phone ringing?
No. Okay. No, sir.
Do I need to take it away from you, Yvette?
You can have it.
Do I need to call your parents to come in and take your phone away from you, Yvette?
Geez.
All right. Just be good with that phone, okay? I just turn mine off the minute they come in. There's emergency calls. I ignore them. My family's calling. We have an emergency. I'm busy. I leave the phone up. All right, it's our statewide text to win contest at WRJN. You ready? This hour, the keyword is GROW, G-R-O-W, G-R-O-W. Don't forget, download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, and text the word GROW this hour, GROW. And for your chance to win, got $100 cash this hour. So text the word right now, 716, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is this? Secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch, many would say, is to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With local news and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
My guest is Yvette Camerano. What a great name. That's a scary name. It's like tough. You don't mess around with a Camerano. Well, you can mess around with a Rosen. Rosen isn't scary, but Camerano. Hey, I'm from Chicago. I'm Camerano. You better get yourself in line here. And by the way, get out of my store. No, okay. Let's talk about the stores. Level Up Video, right?
It's Level Up Racine, video game store. Yep.
Okay, talk about it. Where is it now? Where's the address? Where exactly is it?
So it's 215 6th Street. It's between my eye doctor and The Void.
If you know where Miller's Flowers is, you said just a couple of doors down, right?
Mm-hmm. Couple of doors east, yep.
And how long has that been in operation?
4 years.
4 years. You know, obviously when I was a little kid, there were no video games, but we had the original Pong. Remember Pong?
Yes.
I have actually my ex-wife has it, but she'll still send it to me if I want, I guess. The original, it was just a game console and you went bump,
yep,
bump, bump, and for hours, bump, bump, bump. And if you really wanted to change it up, you had two paddles on each side, bump, 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 bump. And that was it.
That was
and then
fun.
And then they got some of the original Atari, or we had the Magnavox game system. And if you look at the characters on there, they're very rudimentary compared to what you have today.
Very pixelized.
Yeah. But it was good. We had all the video games, so the Magnavox game system. It was pretty good. I think they still have them. And then it advanced into Super Mario Brothers. I used to have the cheater thing for Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah?
It was the Game Genie.
Nice.
You plugged the cartridges into that first, and you had all the lives you wanted.
Uh-huh. All the codes.
And the day that I finished Super Mario Brothers, I got to the final thing, or like 14th level or whatever it was, I started calling everybody. I said, I finished it. Are you an adult? What are you doing? What are you calling me? It took me a few days. And that's with the Game Genie cheater I did it. But I was so excited when I got it. I get frustrated at those because I can't stand when I lose.
Yeah.
And then you got to start all over again. Are you any good at video games, by the way?
I wish that I had time to play them. I don't.
All right.
I came into this as a board gamer, going to board game, you know, geek cruises and, you know, playing board games 20 hours a week. And then all of a sudden it stopped.
It says here you got two organizations, getoffthestraits.org. And what's the other one? Is this Level Up Racine?
Yeah. So I have actually four entities. So I have Level Up Racine Video Game Store, getoffthestraits.org. I use the video game store to, you know, do my community service or events or whatnot. And then I've got Cake Pop and Roll. And I've got Camerano Accounting and Tax Services.
Oh, you do taxes, huh?
Yeah. That's how I started. I mean, that's my, since I was like, you know, early 20s, I was always in accounting and it was revenue cycle management in the healthcare industry. And then the University of Illinois in Chicago decided to create a reference laboratory and I was the girl for it. And so having worked for the Department of Insurance, a state of Illinois, I kind of knew the ins and outs of the payment systems and things of that nature. So I was able to help them get themselves set up.
My tax lady's been doing my taxes now, the same lady, for 53 years.
Nice.
And she's 91 this year. So I don't know how long she can keep doing it. And, you know, people say, well, why do you keep using her? She's kept me out of prison for 53 years.
It's important to kind of stay put with your accountants or CPAs.
She knows everything about me.
Yeah. So why, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's important, I'm telling you. I see so many people go from one accountant or CPA to another, and I just...
Well, she knows from year to year what my... And course, if I'm forgetting something, she says, you know, last year you had this, right. Why don't you have it this year?
Right.
And she's very good at what she does. She's a certified CPA. She doesn't use, she doesn't do individuals anymore, except people like me who've been with her so long. She does corporations.
Sure.
But she still does it at 91.
Good.
Nobody's gone to prison yet. I remember once I got a call from the IRS. They had a question. And I said, well, here's Dolores's phone number. You call her. And Dolores says, never talk to them. You send them to me every time. And 10 minutes later, she called me back. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Because I'll say something stupid. And she used to work for the IRS at one time.
Yeah,
and she knows exactly what to say, what to do. She kept my whole family out of prison. I only met her once.
Yeah, at this point, she's intuitively, she knows you very well. She knows what to look for and what to say.
But she always gives you the bum's rush on the phone when I have a question. I said, Dolores, I have a question. Donald, she's from New York. Donald, I know what you just send it in. That's all. Just sign it and send it in, Don. But what about, don't worry about it. Just sign it and send it in. I get the bum's rush because she doesn't want, what's she going to do? Explain it to me? I'm still not going to understand it.
Right.
Let's talk about some upcoming events.
So at the moment, I'm working on the 5th annual Easter basket collection and giveaway. And so people are encouraged to register their kids to receive a basket. And then on the other side, I have professionals and people in the community submitting Easter basket items so that I can create these baskets and put a smile on the kids' face before Easter. So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is that I will be at the Kids Expo at Festival Park on the 4th and 5th, I believe, Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be bringing in the games, pretty much. The board games, card games, the video games.
Look at you involved in everybody's lives.
And then in October 18th and 19th, on those days, there will be a gaming convention at Festival Park as well.
Really?
Yes. And that's going to be hinting towards the throwbacks. So vintage, retro, which is what we're all about at the video game store. And so we'll have some old-time systems for people to take a look at. I'll have plenty of retro, vintage, old-time board games.
She has to call my ex-wife and have her bring all the stuff down.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that. And then we'll have Guys, Games, and Beers there. And they are all about educating the community and just people on all of the old systems, the pixelized systems, you name it. They're like the best group I know.
What was the Magnavox one called? I can't remember that. It was put out by Magnum. It didn't last long. They got sued because they put out Casey Munchkin, one of their video games, and it was the same as Pac-Man. Now, I have Casey Munchkin.
Wow.
And if you go on eBay, people want to buy that. Except my ex-wife has it.
Yeah, so if you come to my store, you'll see some Intellivision 2. I used to have some Colecos, but as soon as I get these old systems in, they go fast.
Yeah, people want them.
They do.
Yeah. Yep. Well, this is just great. I am so glad you stopped in.
Thank you.
One more time, getoffthestreets.org.
Yep.
If people want to get involved, how can they get involved?
Well, they can text or call 224-518-1100.
Whoa, slow down on that. Say
224-518-1100. Or they can email getoffthestreetsnow@gmail.com.
Oh, that's easier.
And I could use time, donated time, because we've got kids in the lounge that need to connect with other, you know, role models or other people. And I could use help with the baskets, and Lord knows, I have plenty of help.
Well, I am
plenty to do.
I'm so glad there are people like you that actually donate your time for this. That's just wonderful. What do you have any personal time?
I love what I do. I'm a workaholic. Yeah. I really love what I do. I also teach at Horlick. You're a business teacher at Horlick.
Whoa.
Yep. So I'm taking a break right now.
Whoa.
And I'm due back in April. But I teach business. It's my passion. And I love helping people. And I love just helping other business owners as
well. Does it break your heart when kids get in trouble?
Yes, it does.
And when you're doing all you can to keep them out of trouble, and somehow they just wind up in trouble.
Yep. And I get phone calls. I'm hungry. There's no food here.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Isn't that just awful?
It is. It is.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yvette Camerano. We'll have you back. Maybe you get an event coming up.
Yeah.
You come here and talk about it.
That's
okay?
Great, because I got a lot to say.
Okay. I want you to keep your events coming. When you do, you got my email.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Or my phone number, call me and say, Don, I've got something coming up. Clear the deck. And I will.
I appreciate you for that. Thank you so much. That
I will.
Means
That's
a lot.
That's what we're here for. Okay, thank you. All right, it's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story at WRJN, and it's sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Bringing you Paul Harvey and the rest of the story in just 30 seconds.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget to brand fine chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Now, the rest of the story. In the hottest of a hell called World War II, 34th Division Headquarters received the incredible news. General Mark Clark himself was in transit from Rome. He was coming to honor the 100th Infantry Battalion with a coveted Distinguished Unit Citation. Now, this was a remarkable tribute, but that was a remarkable bunch of soldiers. The Purple Heart Battalion, they'd been nicknamed by admiring American home folks, for they'd landed on the beaches of Salerno, Italy in September of 43, and with only the battles of Cassino and Anzio under their ammo belts, that one unit, 1,300 men, had accumulated more than 1,000 Purple Hearts and almost 100 Bronze Stars and 73 Silver Stars. Soon they would be joined by the explosive 442nd Regimental Combat Team, and their combined forces would comprise one of the most effective fighting machines in the history of warfare. Their battle cry became "Go for broke," and they did. In fight after fight, they fought like demons. They were soon the most decorated units ever to serve in the United States Army. Routinely, they ignored their wounds. They charged into battle with injuries that would have sent most soldiers home. After liberating the French town of Boyères, the 442nd was summoned to rescue a unit from the 141st Infantry, a tough Texas outfit that would become known as the Lost Battalion. Just east of Bientôtan, the Texans were surrounded by Germans. They were being chopped knocked to pieces by deadly fire from 360 degrees, but promptly the 442nd plunged into what would be remembered as their fiercest fighting of that war, and 200 died, and 600 were wounded. Casualties exceeded the number of Texans rescued. But when the smoke had cleared, the survivors of the lost battalion greeted their rescuers with tearful gratitude. God bless you, the Texas soldiers kept saying over and over again. And considering their accomplishments, the heroic 442nd did indeed seem blessed. By the end of the Second World War, the combined 100th and 442nd had lost 650, with almost 9,000 wounded. They had earned a Medal of Honor, 47 Distinguished Service Crosses, 354 Silver Medals, 3,600 Purple Hearts, more than 5,000 medals in all. In the decades since then, this rip-roaring regiment has become a military legend, and yet all you've just heard happened. The soldiers of the Purple Heart Battalion and the fire-eating 442nd fought as no other troops in that war, with ferocious intensity, as though they had something to prove, because they had something to prove. You see, they were recruited entirely from the same hated, suspected, and displaced minority. They had volunteered, many of them, from behind the barbed wire of internment camps in the United States, where they had been herded, where they had left their families voluntarily to go off to war, to demonstrate to their American countrymen that they loved this land too. They were U.S.-born citizens, but they were by heritage Japanese. And so they fought twice as hard. And now you know the rest of the story.
And we have another rest of the story coming up with Dan Marcus, 12:05 today, right here at WRJN. But right now it's 7:31. Let's check news of the morning, see what's going on in the world. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a nail-biting basketball championship game, Racine Park narrowly missed out on the state title. The Panthers lost in overtime Saturday 60-57 to Wauwatosa West. The Panthers did hold 7-point leads at times in the first half, but came up short after an overtime period. You can see some images from the game at RacineCountyEye.com. Plans to speed up rail service in Racine, Kenosha, and the area were chugging along, but Governor Evers says he sees a possible derailment. The holdup of federal funds could cause a delay on Milwaukee's Muskego Freight Rail Yard project. The $73 million federally funded project includes a new double-track main line that's meant to reduce freight congestion at the Milwaukee Intermodal Station, and that's supposed to help improve passenger rail service and rehab aging infrastructure. Governor Evers is urging Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy to address the federal funding uncertainties that could impact that project and others. At stake are EV charging stations. Evers says delays will cause costs to spike. Congressman Brian Stile is set to host a telephone town hall today, marking his third such event this year. Earlier in the year, Stile held 4 in-person listening sessions in Janesville, Beloit, Racine, and Kenosha. The recent calls has upset some constituents. The Racine County Eye has comments from some saying the phone calls need to be in-person events. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Knowing your carbon footprint, for dairy producers, that could mean extra money in your pocket. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Carbon Crops and Cows program presented this week by professional dairy producers. It's a farmer-focused event designed to give the dairy producers that attend the tools and knowledge to measure and manage their farm's sustainability metrics. That also helps you understand opportunities in the marketplace. Shelley Myers, executive director of Professional Dairy Producers, and explains they're now approaching Tier 2 information with encouragement from the food industry.
Tier 2, if they're part of the Nestle Milk Shed, they can choose independently themselves if they want to share their number. And there may be cost share, likely be cost share for them to do some of those things that are on their wish list that could really ultimately measure to, it could be like advancing manure storage or tillage, new tillage equipment, or planting different cover crops, or anything that would help with cow comfort and increasing. It's what sustainability really is, and we know this as farmers, is efficiency and taking care of things better so that we can produce more with less.
Shelley Meyer with the Professional Dairy Producers. They are holding two educational events this week. Tomorrow at Pagel's Ponderosa Dairy in Kewaunee, and Wednesday at Compeer Financial's head office in Sun Prairie. Programs run from 10 until 3. Find more at the Professional Dairy Producers website. That's pdpw.org. Markets are next.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
On Friday, the barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half to $1.55. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny and three quarters at $1.60 and a quarter. The AA butter gained three quarters of a cent, finished the week at $2.30 and a quarter per pound. This morning, the April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down eight at $16.80. May is down a nickel, $17.09. Currently, May corn is down a penny, $4.63. December, down a penny, $4.50. May soybeans are down three at $10.06. November down two and a half at $10.05. And July wheat right now down three at $5.71 a bushel. There's a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Monday trade session, more available now, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
It is a little breezy out there this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here later this afternoon. Our high today, 43. It will be mostly cloudy with sunshine after about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even a few flurries at a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I saw a dog wearing a sweater. I thought that looked ridiculous. Because dogs don't have arms. If you're going to put clothes on a dog, try like two pairs of pants. Two little pairs of skinny jeans. Collie walking by. Hey, that dog plays bass. Halloween's my favorite holiday because you don't have to celebrate it with your family. What are you doing for Halloween? I gotta fly back east and go trick-or-treating with my parents.
Forget, it's our statewide text to win contest beginning this hour. For 2 weeks, Monday through Friday, we're going to give you a chance four times a day to win some great prizes. Now, this hour, the keyword is GROW, G-R-O-W. Now, to enter, just download the Civic Media app, go to WRJN, click on WRJN, there's a text area. GROW, just text that word to us this hour, G-R-O-W, GROW, and you have a chance to win cash this morning, $100 cash. So do it right now. And we'll remind you a couple of more times this hour. And it's only in the 7 o'clock hour, then later on in the 11 o'clock hour, then we got 1 and 4. So we'll give you a chance several times a day to win. So enter now, download the Civic Media app. The keyword is GROW, G-R-O-W. 7:38, local news, timeless hits. Only here at WRJN with Billy Joe Royal, down in the boondocks.
Down in the boondocks.
She loves me, but I don't feel.
go. Billy Joe Royal down to the Boondocks. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, this is not what we needed right now. A boulder in Japan that supposedly had an evil demon trapped inside of it for 900 years just split in half. Now people are worried the demon's going to go wreak havoc on the world. That's not what we needed at this time.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they called her Dawn.
It's right here at WRJN. I want to thank you for joining us here on this Monday morning, March 24th. You have any tricks for avoiding germs in the public bathrooms? A poll found 62% of people sometimes use paper towels to open the doors or turn on the faucets. I do that for the doors, not the faucets, but I always use paper towels. 62% of us do it. Sometimes 20% of us use the elbow to start the hand dryer. It's like a soccer room. A soccer game inside that bathroom. Nobody wants to touch anything. Everything's with elbows. I don't blame them either. I don't want to touch anything in a public bathroom. Wow. 7:44, local news, timeless hits. WRJN, Bobby Goldsboro, and I'm a drifter.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open, and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while, and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes.
town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness.
Bobby Goldsboro, I'm a drifter, 747, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for a sunny day today. Yeah, it's going to turn sunny with a high near 46. Clear, lows 30 tonight. Partly sunny with a high near 45 tomorrow. That's some nice weather. Right now, cloudy and 34 degrees. Right here at Radio Park, where it's our break into spring Text to Win statewide contest at WRJN. Each hour at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., we're going to give you a keyword. What you have to do is text that keyword back to us. How do you do it? Well, you get our Civic Media app, wherever you get your apps, Apple Store, wherever. Download the Civic Media app. Go to WRJN. Hit WRJN. There'll be a text area there. This hour, put the keyword GROW, G-R-O-W, G-R-O-W, GROW in there, and send it right back to us. And you'll be registered to win some great prizes, a grand prize. Today, we have cash to give away. We have different prizes every day. So today, I give you $100 cash if you're chosen as our winner today. So get into that statewide contest from Civic Media and WRJN. Download the app. The keyword is GROW. That's where we're looking at this hour, okay? I got a poll here. 13% of people said that stores and restaurants should allow people to go in barefoot. And if the rules change, 6% said, yep, they'd always go barefoot. Another 18% said they do it more often. Just what I want with my food. Your athlete's foot all over the floor, right?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care at their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
In the fight for our kids' futures and our public schools, we can't afford to stay silent. Brittany Kincer lobbied for the private voucher school industry that drains funds from our public schools. And it doesn't stop there. Kincer worked at alternative schools that cut costs with overcrowded classrooms. 60 to 90 students and unlicensed adults in charge. That's not what's best for our kids. It's time to take a stand. Support our kids. Support our public schools. Demand accountability from Brittany Kincer, who would use our tax dollars to help her donors while leaving our schools and kids behind. Call 415-940-9350 and tell Brittany Kincer, protect our kids. No more cuts to public schools to benefit private interests. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Spring Fest and Ego Days are here at Lowe's. Right now, get a free select Ego 56-volt battery with purchase of a select trimmer, blower, or mower kit. Plus, shop today for new and exclusive items you need for your lawn. So get ready for spring with the latest in innovation from Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Only at Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer valid through 4-2. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Have you ever seen the rain? 7:54 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. And don't forget, today is day one of our statewide text to win contest, our break into spring statewide text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app now, and you can use it for every statewide text to win contest we have. So download it now, do it once, and look for WRJN. You'll see a little text area. Text the keyword GROW, G-R-O-W, G-R-O-W. That's the keyword this hour. GROW. So download the app, the Civic Media app, and when you do that, click on WRJN and text the keyword GROW right back to us, and you're registered to win a grand prize, but also daily prizes. And this hour, it happens to be $100 cash. Now, we'll do it again at 11 o'clock this morning and 1 o'clock this afternoon, also 4 o'clock this afternoon. So for your chance to win, download that Civic Media app now. All right, and don't wait. And text the keyword GROW and get in on the winning right here at WRJN. So this Disney superfan goes to all 12 Disney theme parks in the world in 12 days. I don't know how he did it, but he rode all 216 rides, started in Paris, flew to China, then Japan, then California, finished up in Florida. The question is, in days, how many hours did he actually spend waiting in line to get on 216 rides? How many days was that when you add up all the hours? Kind of interesting, huh? It's 7:56, local news, timeless hits, five-man electrical band and signs.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Whoa. Sign, sign, everywhere a sign. Blocking out your scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign? And the sign said anybody caught trespassing would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
People need not apply. I never saw that sign, but I'm sure it's out there. It's 7:59, local news, Tamla's hit to WRJN. Is there any chance this actually tastes good? Powdered beer. Now something that exists. You mix it with water and stir. A German brewery came up with it and plans to start selling it. They claim it tastes just like regular beer. Sounds like beer-flavored Tang. Powdered beer, mix it with water, just like Tang. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The first flight of Venezuelan migrants has been sent home after an agreement Saturday with the Trump administration, as a dispute continues in court this morning over other flights carrying suspected gang members to a prison in El Salvador. Attorney General Pam Bondi tells Fox,
the Supreme Court will get involved. This is an out-of-control judge.
And there's a new development. We hear about it from correspondent Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
Multiple reports say the Internal Revenue Service is nearing
securing an agreement with the Homeland Security Department to locate undocumented immigrants. Normally, your personal tax information is closely guarded, but details can be shared with law enforcement under certain conditions, and it would be unprecedented to start sharing it for immigration enforcement.
Later this week, Vice President J.D. Vance's wife, Usha, will be part of a U.S. delegation to a Danish territory that President Trump hopes the U.S. will control.
Back in January,